奉主耶稣圣名，继续跟大家一起来学习圣经。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the Bible together.
我们今天下午要来谈一谈在基督里的合一。
And we're today, this afternoon, we're going to study, the unity in Jesus Christ.
要继续从腓立比书来看这个主题。
And to study this from the book of Philippians.
我们今天早上聚会的时候提到，我们的在基督里的喜乐要从传福音来的。
And so this morning, we talked about that the joy in the Lord comes from preaching the gospel.
当我们看到一个人能够领受主耶稣的福音，然后生命被改变，我们就会有喜乐。
And when we're able to see someone who receives the truth of the gospel and is able to change,
那接下来呢？我们如果看腓立比书第二章呢
？And let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
我们从第二节看到，那个喜乐的来源也是从弟兄姐妹的合一来的。
And how we see that joy also comes from being of one accord.
我们读第一节跟第二节。
Let's read verse 1 and 2.
第一节。
Verse 1. Oh, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, to fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
你看这里第二节特别说，保罗说我的喜乐满足了，他说是因为弟兄姐妹他们在主里面有同样一个心思，同样一个意念。
And because in verse 2 it says, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind.
那这个同样的心思，同样的意念，然后有同样的爱心，就是在灵里面这个祷告来的。
And so to be like-minded or having the same love, this all comes through prayer.
所以他说在圣灵里面的交通啊，在主耶稣基督里面那个爱，那种情感，透过祷告可以把整个这个神的信徒联合在一起。
And through prayer, and we can experience the love of God, which can bring all the members together in unity.
所以我们今天下午来看看这个合一的重要性。
And so let us look this afternoon. We'll study the importance of unity.
那这个合一其实跟我们的团契有关系的。
And so actually, this unity is actually related with the fellowship.
所以刚才我们所唱的诗歌哈，它就是在主里面的团契。
And so from the hymn that we just sang talks about the unity in Christ.
Fellowship.
Oh, fellowship in Christ.
就是说，它不分东边西边，不管你是哪一国人呢。
And doesn't matter if it was east or west or what type of nationality you are.
在主耶稣里面，如果我们是都以主耶稣的心为心，那这个团契本身会让我们得到喜乐。
And so, and no matter, as long as we have fellowship in Jesus Christ, then this unity will let us have joy.
那这个喜乐是可以持续一直下去的哦。
And this joy is everlasting and continuous.
我们会觉得在主耶稣基督里面很幸福。
We'll think that it's very good to be in Jesus Christ.
那这个喜乐不是暂时的说哦，因为我们大家都有相同的兴趣，我们所谈的话题都一致而已。
And this joy is not because everyone has the same thinking or the same hobbies.
其实是因为我们有相同的耶稣基督的心。
But it's because every person has the same heart as Jesus Christ.
我们从读腓立比书里面，我们发现了那个保罗他整个心呢，都在福音的事情上面。
And so, from reading the book of Philippians, we know that Paul has his whole heart is on preaching the gospel.
第一章他很在意的是要去传耶稣基督的福音。
And the first chapter talks about how important it is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那第二章他讲的重点就是我们要能够真的效法耶稣基督。能够跟随耶稣基督。
And chapter 2 talks about how we need to be like Jesus Christ and be submissive to him.
我们如果都能够效法耶稣基督呢，我们就能够在主里面合一同心。
If we are all submissive and obedient to Jesus Christ, then we can all be unified together as one.
那到第三章的时候呢
？In chapter 3 it talks about.
他就一直强调我们要一直仰望耶稣基督，要望着那个标杆直跑。
And for chapter 3, it talks about how our hope is Jesus Christ, so that we need to go in that direction.
所以你看第三章很特别的一句话，就是说我忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
And it's In verse 13, it talks...
第三章.
Oh, chapter 3, verse 13 talks importantly about forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
那就是保罗他现在知道他过去所坚持所认为有很重要的在耶稣基督里面就变得不重要了.
And so talking about the former things that were important to him in the past, in Jesus Christ, those things are no longer important.
以前他很认为他自己的知识,他的身份, 很珍贵, 他在律法里面很热心, 他觉得很有价值。
And before he thought his fervor in Jesus Christ and his status was very important.
但是他现在认识耶稣以后, 他觉得这些都是粪土了。
However, after knowing Jesus Christ, he comes to realize that those things are important and are rubbish.
他现在是望着耶稣基督, 就是一直对准耶稣基督, 向这个目标前进。
And so now his goal is Jesus Christ, and he heads in that direction.
所以他跑起来，他的方向很正确的。
So the direction is very accurate.
所以他其实他是活着，就是为了耶稣基督活着了。
So he lives for Jesus Christ.
他的人生观就非常的积极。
And so his
他的生命本身。
Oh, and so the purpose of his life is very clear.
他就不会浪费时间。
So he won't waste time.
他每一个时间，他每一天，他都觉得很重要。
Every day he considers it as important. Because he presses towards the goal.
然后他自己本身，他也在腓立比书里面看到，他是用那个当兵的心情在过日子的。
And so from Philippians we can see that he uses a type of attitude like as in army.
Soldier, 就是他像一个军人一样。
He's like a soldier.
那这个军人就是要生活很有规律，然后要愿意受苦。
And so this soldier has a very organized life and is willing to suffer.
他是攻克己身，所以那军人一般都是要有 discipline， 就是要愿意被盯正，然后愿意被教导。
And he is willing to be disciplined and then he's willing to be scolded.
为了要得到那个耶稣基督了。
In order to achieve Jesus Christ.
那所以第三章那个重点，你就看到他是仰望耶稣基督的。And
so in verse chapter 3, he heads his goal is Jesus Christ.
那到第四章哦。And
in verse chapter 4,
他就在强调，他说现在他要奔跑这个天国路，他所依靠的不是他自己的意志力而已，或者是他自己的什么才能。In
chapter 4, as he talks about how as he's heading on this goal, he's not relying on his own status or strength.
他靠着祷告。
He relies on prayer.
凡事都靠耶稣基督了。
And in everything, he relies on Jesus Christ.
所以靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都可以做。And
so he says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
所以第四章的重点就是他强调要信靠耶稣。And
so the importance of chapter main point of chapter 4 is that you need to rely on Jesus Christ.
如果我们愿意传扬耶稣基督，if
you're willing to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ,
我们真的会在主里面的同心。
Then we will have unity.
我们会效法耶稣基督了。
And we will be obedient to Jesus Christ.
然后我们仰望耶稣基督。
And we will press towards the goal that is Jesus Christ.
信靠耶稣基督。
And we will rely on him.
我们最后一定得到在主里面的喜乐。
And if we do these things, then at the end, we will receive joy in the Lord.
一定能够进神的国度。
And we can enter his heavenly kingdom.
所以这个腓立比书它的整个重点就看到那个喜乐就是从这边来的。
And so the main points of Philippians, we can see that this is where joy comes from.
那在第二章特别提到这个有关于合一的问题。
And so in chapter 2, it talks specifically about unity.
那这个合一呢, 这个他说, 如果弟兄姐妹能够有同样的心思意念, 他说他的喜乐就满足。
And in chapter 2, it talks about unity, and if all the members are able to have unity in Christ, then he will have, Paul will have joy.
我们从第二章 看出来啊，那个弟兄姐妹要能够真的在基督里合一的基础，就是要每个人有耶稣基督的心肠。And
so in chapter 2, we can see very clearly in order for the members to have unity in Christ, they must first have the heart of Christ. The heart of Christ.
第二章第五节。
In chapter 2, verse 5.
好，我们读第五节。
Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus.
这个，如果每一个人都能够有耶稣的心以后啊，
And if everyone is supposed to have a mind that is like Christ,
那我们每一个人哦, 就会效法耶稣基督的谦卑, 顺服, 跟最后愿意受苦。
And so if we are all able to be like-minded with Jesus Christ, then we have be able to be humble and submissive and be able to suffer.
第二章的第六节开始呢，在讲主耶稣基督为我们所做的牺牲。
And so in chapter 2, verse, Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, it talks about the suffering that Jesus Christ was willing to go under.
这是主耶稣的榜样啊。
This is example to us.
现在如果我们每一个人都能够来效法主耶稣这个做法。
If we're all able to do and follow Jesus Christ's example.
那这样的耶稣的心有这个心肠之后呢，我们每一个人就有可能真的 是合一在一起的。
Then our mind will be, if our minds are all like Jesus Christ, then we will all be able to be unified together.
保罗 他在写信的时候。
When Paul is writing this letter.
他其实我们如果看腓立比书会发现他那个信你可以看出他本身跟腓立比教会的信徒很亲密。
And we can tell from this letter that Paul had a very intimate and close relationship with the church in Philippi.
因为这个教会很关心他。
Because this church was very concerned about him.
那保罗本身也为了这个教会弟兄姐妹他们的这个在主里面的这些工作，他觉得很感谢神。
And Paul was also very thankful for the work that they did.
所以呢，他本身就一直劝勉他们说，你们要效法我。
And so he always tells them that you must be like me.
保罗他提到说要我们要有主耶稣基督的心。
Because Paul always says that you need to have the heart of Christ.
是因为他本身已经真的做到了。
Because for him, he has already done this.
所以你看那个第一章的第八节哈。
Like in chapter 1, verse 8.
我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切的想念你们众人。
8, for God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
他体会主耶稣的心，主耶稣是那个牧者的心。
And so he feels affection of Jesus Christ, who is like a shepherd.
主耶稣对那个门徒的爱。
And the love that Jesus Christ had for his disciples.
这个爱保罗他也做到了。
And this love, Paul has done this.
所以他你看他离开了腓立比教会的信徒之后，他还是一直会想念他们，为他们祷告。
So even after he has left the church in Philippi, he still continues to pray for them.
你看，所以我们一个人，我们说要彼此相爱啊。有时候，我们如果在祷告上面都没有办法去纪念这些我们看不到的弟兄姐妹啊，就是离开我们比较远的地方，那这个爱很难具体呈现在我们的生活里的。
And so, For us today, if we're not able to pray for the brothers and sisters who are not around us, then it's very hard to sustain this love.
有时候你看我们人都是在一起的时候会看到，然后就很自然的，如果祷告就会帮助了。
And for example, if we're able to see the brothers and sisters around us, then we will remember to pray for them.
但是如果分隔远了没有看到，有时候就忘记了，很自然就不会想到啊。
However, after you have been separated from someone members for a long time, then it's there very easily to forget about them.
但是如果有爱，那就不一样了。
However, if you have love, then it is different.
就像我们做父母亲的，如果你的孩子不在身边，他到外面读书去了。
For example, like a parent, if your child has gone away for school,
那你看不到他。
You can't see them anymore.
但是你在祷告里面还是一直为他祷告。
However, you'll still continue to pray for them.
因为这当中有爱。
Because there is love there.
所以我们弟兄姐妹当我们如果都能够有这个主耶稣的爱啊。
So if brothers and sisters, we are able to have this love of Christ.
我们在祷告当中就会常常想到这些人。
Then in our prayers, we'll think about these people.
那这个就是在体现主耶稣基督的心啊。
And this is to show the love of Jesus Christ.
我们其实就在效法耶稣基督了。
And we are following in his example.
所以保罗他不断的为信徒为教会祷告。
And so Paul always continues to pray for the members of the church.
他这样的爱其实是很有功效的。
And this love that he has is very effective.
那就看到说他们那个关系就这样建立起来哦。
And this is how he strengthens their relationship.
你看，所以我们今天对教会的圣工，如果我们有主耶稣的心肠，我们就会关心，就会带祷。
And for us today, if we hear about the work of the church, then if we have love, then we will pray about it.
好，那保罗呢？他在第三章这样说啊。
In chapter 3, he says.
现在看第三章的第十七节。
Chapter 3, verse 17.
三章十七节哈。
Chapter 3, verse 17.Brethren, join in following my example and note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern.
他这里说弟兄们你们要一同来效法我。
And he says here, brethren, join in following my example.
他的榜样就是 他有主耶稣的心肠，常常在祷告当中去纪念这些需要帮助的。
And so his example is that he is, follows Jesus Christ's example in continuing to pray for the members.
然后也要也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。
And note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern.
那表示说保罗他这个爱表现出来以后，可以感动很多人跟他一起。
And so, this tells us that the love that Paul shows can move other people to do the same as well.
那这个就看到那个他那个属灵的能力。
So we can see the spiritual power.
保罗他在祷告上很下功夫啊。
Because Paul spends a lot of time in prayer.
所以很多人哦，看着保罗哦，就得到这个哇，就跟随他，就知道说哇，原来他是用这样子来跟神建立关系，来得到属灵的能力的。
So many people who see Paul will see that that is how he establishes and maintains his relationship with God.
这就是影响力。
And this is what it means to be to influence others.
他说你们也要留意看那些照我们榜样行，就是他们这些人就是有爱心、有主耶稣的心肠的人，也会祷告的。And, 你就要照着他们这样的好榜样来做。
He says, "Note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern," which means those people who have set an example in through Christ's love.
哦，所以现在我们要合一，这个最基础的就是有主耶稣这样的一个心。
And so, in order for us to be in unity, then we need to all have the same mind as Jesus Christ.
那当时腓立比教会啊，他们在福音的工作上是很同心的。
And so, for the church in Philippi, they were very unified in preaching the gospel.
我们如果看一章二十七节
，If you look at chapter 1 verse 27,
保罗说：“我知道你们都是同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。”
27. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of affairs that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel.
这里说你们是有同一个灵，有同一个心，为福音一起劳苦。
And so here it says they have one spirit and one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel.
哦，那个，这个就是当时候腓立比教会他们所在做的，已经在做的工的那个好的表现。
And so this is already the good example that the church in Philippi is already doing.
那现在他就在勉励说，我们大家都要有这样一个心，一起来为福音努力哦。
And so he's encouraging them that we need to continue to have this kind of mindset.
哦，那个保罗他在腓立比书里面在强调传福音的重点。
And so in the book of Philippians, Paul emphasized the importance of preaching the gospel.
他虽然失去自由，可是他心里面还一直关心的是这个福音应该要这样子被传开。
And so he has already thought about how the gospel should be preached.
其实保罗，你看他即使被关在被囚禁呢，他说第一章的第二十第十四节哈，第十三节了。
And Philippians chapter 1 verse 13.
他说我被捆锁，但是那个御营前军跟其他的人哦，那就因为他来认识耶稣了。
And verse 13, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ.
哦，很多人因着保罗的缘故，反而越发放胆去传福音了。
And so because of Paul, and they see how he is in Christ, that they are willing to preach the gospel.
哦，所以很多人不但没有被打倒，反而因此受激励，而更热心的传基督。
And so those people who see him are motivated to continue to preach the gospel.
这就是保罗他为福音癫狂 的心智。
And this is the type of influence that Paul has on preaching the gospel.
你看主耶稣的心也是都是在传福音的。
And for Jesus Christ, his whole motive was also purpose was in preaching the gospel.
我们在读马可福音，我们前一段上一个礼拜我们在读马可福音哦。
So last week when we were studying the book of Mark,
我们读到马可福音第三章的时候啊。
We turn to Mark chapter 3.
如果我们看马可福音第三章啊。
Mark chapter 3.
啊，第二十节。
Verse 20.
二十节二十一节。
20 and 21.20. Then the multitude came together so that they could not so much as eat bread. 21. But when his own people heard about this, they went out to lay hold of him, for they said he is out of his mind.
你看这里主耶稣，他为了传福音很积极的，甚至没有时间吃饭。
And so the Jesus Christ was always preaching the gospel that he did not eat bread.
那他的亲属，就是他跟他在一起的人， 就拉住他说，哇，你应该吃个饭吧。他说，因为他们说他癫狂了。
And so because the people around him saw that he was preaching, he told them that he needed to eat. And so they said that he is out of his mind.
这就是主耶稣为福音所尽的心呢。
And this is the heart or the mindset that Jesus Christ had about preaching the gospel.
主耶稣是这样做，那个保罗也是一样。
And so this is the example of Jesus Christ, and Paul was the same.
如果看哥林多后书第五章啊。
Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第十三节
Verse 13.
十三节
13. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, or if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
十四节
14. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died.
十五节
15. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
这里保罗说，我们若是癫狂，是为了神。
And here it says, for if we are beside ourselves, it is for God.
这个癫狂是因为耶稣基督的爱激励的。
And this is because the love of Jesus Christ motivates them.
主耶稣的爱让他整个生命就是为耶稣活着。
And this Jesus, this love of Christ motivates their whole life for Jesus Christ.
所以保罗他说他我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
And so that is why Paul says to die is gain.
活着是为基督。
But to live is Christ.
哦，那所以你看他整个生活的目标都是为了传福音的工作。
And so his whole purpose of his life is to preach the gospel.
这个就是今天我们弟兄姐妹，如果我们在主里面真正的合一，我们一定会有同样一个传福音的想法。
And so if we are truly unified in Jesus Christ, then we will all have the same kind of thinking.
我们合一最后就是为了传福音呢。
Because To be unified is for the purpose of preaching the gospel.
因为这个就是主耶稣的心啊。
Because this is the mind of Jesus Christ.
哦，所以这个基础就是以主耶稣这个心为基础哦。
And so this base, the very basic part of this is
合一的哈，合一的
of unity is to have Jesus Christ as your mind.
那所以呢，以这个为我们的想法之后，我们来看怎么做。
So with this thinking, let us look at how are we supposed to do this.
我们要传，我们要在主里面能够同心，然后来传福音呢，有一些具体的做法的。
And so, in order us to have unity in Jesus Christ, there are some things that we must do.
我们现在看回来腓立比书。
Let's turn back to Philippians.
腓立比书，我们现在来看一下第三节哈。
Philippians, chapter 3.
四章第三节。
Oh, chapter 4, verse 3.
四章三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life.
这里提到说，今天如果我们都合一以后，我们那个同一个心之后，我们就是同负一个轭。
And so here, it tells us in chapter 4, verse 3, that if we are able to work together in unity, then
我们就是同负一个轭，就是我们有一个same用。
Oh, then our burden or yoke will be the same.
就是说，我们现在有同一个心以后，我们现在就一起做工了。
And so it's saying that if once we have are unified, then we will labor together.
然后我们就一起劳苦了。
Then we will work together.
哦，所以你看第这一节里面哦，你看有同一个轭，然后同负一个轭，然后一同劳苦，一同做工。
And in that it talks about how you are labored, you have to labor together.
哦。然后一起做工哦。
And to do the work together.
啊，这个就是今天合一之后，我们的做法就是要一起去做工的。
And so that means that we need to do the work together.
今天有同心就能同行。
And so in order to, if we're able to have the same mind, then we're able to have the same work.
哦，所以阿摩斯书第三章我们读过的。他说：“二人如果没有同心，怎么能同行呢
？”And Amos chapter 3 it says that if you do not have the same heart, then how can you do the work together？
那现在反过来，如果我们有同心，就可以同行。
And in the opposite, if we have the same mind, then we are able to have the same work。
那要同行，要一起做工，要一起负轭，要这样子步伐才会一致。
And so, in order for us to be, so our work needs to be the same in order for us to be unified。
哦，所以今天呢，要一起做工的人，两个心。一定要相同啊。
And so for those who are doing the work, two people who are doing the work together, they must also have the same mind.
那一同劳苦之后，就会得到一同的果效，就是会一起喜乐。
And so if they are able to labor together, they will also receive the fruit as well together.
在腓立比书里面呢、啊、
And Philippians.
保罗他用一些字眼呢、啊、都是很特别的。
And he used some words that are special.
就是说我们看整个腓立比书，你就看到他有一同做工，他一同得恩典，一同喜乐、啊、一同当兵、啊、都是一同的。
And so there is one work and one joy and one
就是一起当一起做兵一起当兵。
And that you're all soldiers together.
啊，所以你如果看看圣经，你自己去分析哈、啊，你就看到这个字也一直出现哦。
And if you look at it in the Bible, then you'll see that these words are repeated.
啊，它这个字哈、哦，在希腊文里面都是特别，都是有在希。那个腓立比书出现而已。
And these are words that only appear in the book of Philippi.
哦，所以你看，有关于一起做工这个概念，他们现在同心之后就一起做工了。
And so I'm in talking about laboring together.
我们现在来看一下第二章啊，第二章。
Let's look at chapter two.
第二章看第二十五节。
Verse 25.
二十五节。
Verse 25. Yeah, I considered it necessary to send to you.Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker and fellow soldier, but your messenger and the one who ministered to my need.
这里提到这个以巴弗提啊。
And it talks about Epaphroditus.
这个就是我们早上提到这个教会所派出去的使者。
And so this is a worker that the church sent out.
那也是保罗把他的信交给他带回给腓立比教会的人。
And but this is also a messenger that Paul sent.
好，那他说他是我的兄弟。
He says, he is my brother.
他是跟我一同做工的。
A fellow worker.
他是跟我一同当兵的。
And a fellow soldier.
就是跟我一起在服侍的了。
And so a person who's working with him.
好，那他说是你们所差遣的，也是供给我需用的，就是等于当仆人一样的。
And it is his messenger and the one who ministered to my need.
那这个人哦，他在服侍的事情上是真的很尽心竭力的。
And so this person who is working for God did it wholeheartedly.
看第三十节。
If you look at verse 30, because for the work of Christ he came close to death, not regarding his life to supply what was lacking in your service toward me.
他说他为做基督的功夫、哦、几乎要死呢 不顾性命的。
And as here it says, because of the work of Christ he came close to death and not regarding his life.
这个以巴弗提他并不是直接去传福音的人。
And so, Epaphroditus was not someone who just preached the gospel.
他其实在做支援的工作。
And he,
他是提供一些东西给保罗，在支持保罗做传福音工作的人。
And so he was a person who supported Paul in preaching the gospel.
哦，所以，但是他虽然是做这个工作，保罗说他是跟我一起做工呢。
And so, even though he was just supporting Paul, but Paul says that he's doing the work with him.
他是我的同工。
And that he is his fellow worker.
那表示说今天我们在做圣工的时候，其实每个人是尽神给他的恩赐，在不同的领域在参与圣工。
And so today, God has given every person a different talent to do God's work.
所以保罗他才说他是做撒种的。
And that's why Paul says he is the one that plants the seed.
他是直接去传扬福音的人。
He is a person who directly goes to preach the gospel.
但是有些人神给他的工作就是去浇灌的，就是去支援的。
And so there's other people who are there to water it or to take care of it.
但是保罗他说，不管是什么，他都是跟他一起做工的人。
That no matter, however, Paul says that no matter what their work is, they are fellow workers with him.
所以其实我们今天要做宣道的工作，我们需要很多其他人的支援呢。
And so, and when we are preaching the gospel, we actually need the help of many different people.
我们教会的总务、我们的财务、我们的资讯，每一个部门都很重要。
And so, our general, our church council is very important.
每一个人都在尽神给他的职分，他所负担的责任，来一起帮助宣道的工作了。
And so, God has given every person their own talent or their own responsibility to help in preaching the gospel.
那所以在教会里面的合一之后，我们每一个人在不同的领域里面一起来尽心竭力。
And so after we have received in preaching the gospel and are unified, then we need to put our effort into our work.
我们就是一起做工的。
That we are able to do the work together.
是真的是为福音在尽心竭力努力的人。
And that we're able to put our whole effort into the work.
那这个在主里面合一以后，有这个心，有这个这样的一个概念，一起做工之后呢？
And so after you have this mindset and this will to do the work of God,
我们需要有一个心智。
So we need to have this attitude.
要效法主耶稣基督一起来受苦。
That we need to be able to suffer like Jesus Christ.
刚才第二章二十五节所以说他是跟我一同当兵的啊。
And here in chapter 2 verse 25 it says that he's a fellow soldier.
他说他是跟保罗一起服侍。
And so this is a person who is able is a fellow worker of Paul.
那我们现在看第三章的第十节。
Let's turn to chapter 3 verse 10.
三章第十节。
Chapter 3 verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death.
第十一节。
11, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
这里说主耶稣基督，他说他如果认识了以后，就晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得跟他一同受苦。也能够效法他的死，最后也能够从死里一起复活了。
And so, here it says that if once you know Jesus Christ, and you'll experience the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings and being conformed to his death, and that you may attain resurrection from the dead.
主耶稣基督他是天上的神来到人间呢。
And so Jesus Christ is God as man on earth.
然后他是像仆人一样来服侍人的。
So, and he is a servant to serve all mankind.
主耶稣在世上的时候受很多苦。
And while Jesus Christ was on this earth, he endured many sufferings.
但是为了要完成这个救恩的工作，主耶稣一句怨言都没有发。
And however, in order to complete the plan of salvation, Jesus Christ did not complain.
那保罗他都效法主耶稣基督这个榜样。
And so Paul follows this example of Jesus Christ.
所以他为了福音的工作，他就有这个受苦的心智。
And so for this, in order to complete the work of preaching the gospel, this is a type of attitude that he had.
所以他提到说，以巴弗迪是跟我一起当兵的人。
So he talks about how Epaphroditus was his fellow soldier.
那这个一起当兵就是一起在打仗的。
And so to be a fellow soldier means that you are battling together.
那所以你看，如果当兵的人呢，他就是要能够。要能够攻克己身，就是他要愿意被规范啊，被约束。
And so to be a soldier means that you are able to discipline yourself. And
然后最后一定要愿意顺服。
And that you're able to be obedient.
那这个都是主耶稣基督留下的榜样啊。
And these are all examples that Jesus Christ has left.
所以今天你看，我们今天如果在教会里面因着耶稣基督的这个爱，我们合一了以后。
And so today, if through Jesus Christ's love, and we are able to be unified.
我们就愿意跟主耶稣一起打这个属灵的征战。
Then we will be willing to be in the spiritual battle with Jesus Christ.
哦，我们所以我们今天在这个做福音的工作的时候，就是一场属灵的征战。
And so in preaching the gospel, this is a spiritual battle.
那这个属灵的征战，我们就要穿上全副的军装了。
And if this in this spiritual battle, we need to put on the armor of God.
那我们要时常的警醒。
And we need to be alert.
所以军人如果沉睡的就打不了仗了。
So if someone is not, then they will not be able to battle.
不但打不了仗，可能会因为这样丧命。
And because if they are not, then they would not only not be able to battle, but they may also be killed.
所以我们今天如果为福音的工作，我们每一个人都要很警醒。
So for all of us today, in order for preaching the gospel, then we need to all be alert.
因为魔鬼他会时常攻击我们。
Because Satan will attack us.
那我们有时候为了福音的缘故，我们愿意跟主耶稣一同受苦，就是我们约束我们自己的这个我们的情欲。
And so, if we're able to be submissive and willing to suffer with Jesus Christ, meaning that we are able to deny our desires.
也就是说，我们愿意为了福音的缘故，让我们自己的肉身经历一些不方便的地方呢。
And so that in order for us to preach the gospel, we're willing to deny our physical needs.
如果我们去比照我们的生活跟主耶稣做个对比的哈。
And if we compare our lives with the life of Jesus Christ,
我们现在的生活其实方便多了。
We can see that our life is actually very comfortable.
但那主耶稣，你看，但是主耶稣的生活跟我们现在比起来，他简单了很多。
However, Jesus Christ's life is much more simple than ours.
那我们也看到主耶稣的那个他的生命本身所彰显出来的能力，跟我们来说，我们实在差太远了。
However, the power that Jesus Christ is able to display is a big difference compared to ours.
有时候我们太过舒服的环境里面，我们的心智就会很薄弱。
And so because we live in a very comfortable life, then we are not as alert.
有时候被要求一下，被约束一下，就会觉得很不舒服。
That if we are asked to do something or to suffer, then we feel very uncomfortable.
但其实哦，我们如果想一想，圣经里面告诉我们这个主耶稣所经历的，我们想一想，我们一点也没有受苦啊。
And if we compare our life to that of Jesus Christ, then we will know that we actually do not suffer much.
就好像我们上个礼拜举办学生灵会，很多学生来这里。
And for example, last week when we had our student spiritual convocation, many students came.
这个学生来这里，他们比较生活上比较不方便啊，他睡在地板，睡在很多人一起挤在一起睡。
And for these students, they didn't have a very comfortable place to sleep because they all had to sleep together.
那他们的作息要按照这个时间表来，什么事情要做，什么事情要一定要照着。
And their,
这个规矩。
And their time had to be according to the schedule, and there was discipline.
那有时候做不好的时候，那个辅导员就会讲他们两句话。
And so if they did something wrong, then the counselors would have to tell them.
那其实这个就是一种训练。
This is a type of discipline and training.
那其实如果是在军队里面呢？
However, as a soldier.
我们如果当过兵的，我们弟兄在我当过兵都知道。
And for those who have been in the army.
在当兵的时候，绝对那个长官绝对不会褒奖你说你做得很好。
The soldier, commander or person above you will not say that you did a good job.
永远都在挑你的毛病。
They will only tell you the mistakes that you've
done. 然后就是，如果做错是一定是很严厉的指责。
And that if you've done something, then they will tell you very strictly.
这样被指责、被纠正过了以后，那个人的心智就会坚强。
And however, after through this type of discipline, then your heart will become stronger.
那其实这个就是在训练当中成长起来。
And this is the type of growth that comes from this training.
哦，所以当过兵的人哦，他的心智比较坚定。
And so a person who has been a soldier will not be easily wavered.
被骂的时候，他能够承受得住。
That if they are being yelled at, then they would be able to withstand it.
因为他知道这个就是一种训练。
Because they know that this is a type of training.
但是现在我们一般来说，我们活在这个一个很舒服的环境里面，常常都是被赞美的。
And however, in this our comfortable lifestyle, many times we only talk about encouragement or praise.
那有时候听到一些比较不好的就是不好听的话的时候，就听不下去。
And if we hear any words that of criticism, then we might not be able to take it.
其实这个是需要的。
But however, this is needed.
这就是为什么说一起当兵，一起受苦了。
This is what it means to be a fellow soldier and to suffer together.
哦，其实我们常常要去反省，说我们今天身上所穿的军装到底有没有很稳固啊
？And so we need to think to ourselves, the armor that we wear today, is it sturdy?
你看，我们今天如果是知道说我们在打这场属灵的征战。
Because if we know that we are fighting this spiritual battle,
我们就要穿军装嘛。
Then we need to wear our armor.
那这个军装要穿戴整齐啊。
And this armor needs to be neat.
那所以在那个面对真的魔鬼的攻击的时候，我们可以站立得住，是站立得稳呢、啊。
And so that when Satan attacks us, then we'll be able to withstand it.
哦，所以如果没有站稳的话，你一打仗就被打败了。
Because if you're not able to stand firm, then you can very easily be defeated.
我们在学生联会的时候，有一个学员看异象、啊、
And during student spiritual convocation, there was a student who saw a vision.
这个异象就是他在祷告的时候，突然之间这个魔鬼出现来追他。
And so during his prayer, he saw Satan coming closer to him.
那他看他自己有穿戴军装哦。
And he saw that he is wearing armor.
就是以弗所书第六章讲的那个护心镜啊、腰带啊、鞋子啊、头盔啊。宝剑啊都有啊，每一件都有、啊。
And he saw that his armor was like in Ephesians chapter 6, that he had a breastplate, a helmet, a sword, a shield, and feet.
但是等到魔鬼越来越靠近的时候，要跟他面对面的时候、啊、
However, when the Satan was coming closer to him,
还没有打的时候，这个军装一件一件的掉了。
And he saw that slowly before he even started fighting, his armor was falling off.
没有穿好啊，没有真的很坚固啊。
He did not wear it properly. It was not sturdy.
越来越近的时候，等一下那个护心镜掉了，不然就那个这个带子松了，头盔掉了，然后越来越危险。
And as he was the Satan came closer, and then the breastplate would fall off, or the belt would be loose.
最后发现苗头不对，掉头就跑。
And so he saw that it would not be able to win, so he ran.
一直跑，魔鬼一直追。
So as he ran, Satan continued to chase him.
感觉上快要被追到了。
And looked like he was about to be overcome.
紧张的要命啊。
He was very nervous.
最后主耶稣伸手把他拉起来，救了。
However, Jesus Christ took his hand and picked him up.
然后这个异象就结束了。
And this vision ended.
然后他就知道说，哦，原来他以为他穿戴军装啊，但其实他没有穿戴整齐。
So even though he thought that he had the armor of God, he didn't wear it properly.
那如果这样的情况下要去打仗是打不胜的。
And in this type of situation, if you want to go to battle, you will not win.
啊，没有主耶稣基督的帮助啊，你就被魔鬼吞吃了。
And without the help of Jesus Christ, then you would have been defeated by Satan.
啊，所以你看，今天我们要常常去反省我们自己。
So we need to reflect about ourselves.
我们如果有主耶稣的心之后，我们要去劳苦做工，要去传福音。
So if we have the mind of Jesus Christ, then we need to suffer and do the work of God.
我们要常常装备整齐。
We need to be prepared in our armor.
那要穿戴整齐这件事情。要真的有力量，一定要借着祷告。
And so, in order for our armor to be fully prepared, that needs to come through prayer.
所以今天我们要效法保罗。
So we need to follow the example of Paul.
他保罗他很知道这个祷告有多重要啊。
So he understood the importance of prayer.
他第一章的地方，他说他为信徒不断的祷告祈求。
And in chapter 1, he talks about how he continuously pray for the members.
然后第一章第九节
In chapter 1 verse 9
我所祷告就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多又多
9 And this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and in all discernment
然后你们可以分别 是非善恶
So that you can discern between right and wrong
然后第十一节说可以结满仁义的果子
And that in verse 11 it says that you may be filled with the fruits of righteousness
然后最后把荣耀称赞都归给神
And so that you can give glory and praise to God
所以保罗他为教会祷告
So Paul prayed for the church
就让他们真的能够在这个属灵的征战上可以打胜
So that in this spiritual battle they can be able to be victorious
然后他也知道说弟兄姐妹我会帮他祷告
And he also knew that the brothers and sisters would also pray for him
看第十九节
Let's look at verse 19
因为我知道这个是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣之灵的帮助终必叫我得救
19 For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ
保罗他也常常提醒信徒为他祷告
And so Paul also reminded the members to also pray for him
所以最后祷告的结果就是他一定可以得到救恩、啊、一定得救的
And so that the conclusion or the result of the prayer is that Paul will be able to receive deliverance、
哦、所以要打胜一定要靠一定要靠耶稣啊
So in order to be victorious, you need to rely on Jesus Christ.
哦，所以你看四章第六节啊
If we look at chapter 4, verse 6,
他就说什么都不用担心，凡事要借着祷告、祈求跟感谢，将你们所有的告诉神。
From chapter 4, verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
所以你看在主里面的合一，真正的那个的关键点就是每一个人都愿意祷告。
And so, for there to be unity in Christ, that means every person needs to pray.
我们在传福音的工作上更需要祷告。
And in preaching the gospel, we also need to pray.
我们今天教会如果能够重视祷告
，If our church is able to put emphasis on prayer,
我们在传福音的事情上就会看到神的作为。
Then in preaching the gospel, we'll see the work of God.
有时候神感动那些他所拣选的人，就自己。走到他面前来
And then God will move people and his chosen people to come before him
我们在教会在各地方在传福音的这个过程当中我们发现神的带领就是最关键的
And so in preaching the gospel in many different areas we know that God's help is the most important
有时候我们人传了老半天、哦、没什么效果
And sometimes when we preach we can keep preaching and it's not effective
但是如果我们真的有祷告
However, if we pray,
诶有时候我们可能随便一讲哦，诶这个话就进入人的心，人家就会来到神面前。
And we, if we pray, then when we just say some words, then that person will be able to come to see, before God.
我们很多地方的福音的传播都是神自己开门的。
And many times, God is the one who opens the door.
诶今天早上提到那个姐妹，她其实就是一个弟兄，不厌其烦的去跟她讲。你要来我们教会来求圣灵。
And this morning we talked about this sister, and she was preached to by a brother who just approached her saying that you need to come to our church.
他就说你信耶稣，你应该要得圣灵才对啊。
And saying that if you, since you believe in Jesus Christ, and you need to receive the Holy Spirit.
你如果没有圣灵的话，那你来这里，你来这里求吧。
If you do not have the Holy Spirit, then you should come to our church to ask for it.
他说每次看到他，他一直跟他讲。
And so every time he saw her, that's what she said.
那个神就带领他，他自己就乖乖来了。
And then so God guided her and she came by herself.
她一祷告就得圣灵。
And when she prayed, she received the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵就明白，她就来信主了。
And when she received the Holy Spirit, then she understood and came to believe.
那我们在其他很多地方哦，其实很多信徒他到教会来都是神自己感动他们来的。
And many times, and God will move people to come to His church.
哦，在喜悦都最近有一个美国人，他也是这样自己走到教会来。
And recently in Cerritos Church, there's an American who came to church by himself.
他就走过教会旁边，他走过很多次的哦。
And he walked outside around church.
因为他就
住
在教会附近而已，没有很远啊。
Because he lived around church.
有一天他走过的时候，就看到突然看到那个教会的牌子啊。
And so one day as he was walking by, he saw our church sign.
星期六聚会的。
That they have that they have worship on Sabbath.
他知道这个就是安息日，这个应该是聚会的时间。
So he knew this was the Sabbath day, and this is the time for service.
他自己就走进来。
Then he walked in by.
他一走进来之后
，After he walked in,
哦，他看到弟兄姐妹在祷告。
He saw brothers and sisters praying.
他也不会害怕。
He was not afraid.
他觉得说，这个就是圣经讲的要得圣灵。
And he saw that this is a way that it says in the Bible of how to receive the Holy Spirit.
然后他来听道理。
Then he came to listen to the gospel.
然后他跟弟兄姐妹相处。
And he interacted with the brothers and sisters.
他就发现这个教会不一样了。
And he noticed that this church was different.
他就好像找到宝贝一样。
And he found something precious.
非常热心呢。
And was very fervent.
每个聚会都来。
And he would come every service.
非常认真的听道理
，and listened intently to the gospel.
他就听到他以前所受的洗礼是错误的
，and he heard that the baptism that he received from before was wrong.
他就一期待要重新接受耶稣宝血的赦罪洗
，and so he wanted to be baptized again.
那这个都是没有人，就是主耶稣自己感动他了。
And this is what Jesus Christ changed him.
所以我们凡事如果记得祷告祈求，把我们所要的告诉神，神自己动工。
And so we need to put everything into prayer and ask God to work.
所以我们今天其实每一个人，我们想要做什么事，都是神在我们心里动工的结果了。
And so for us, today, we need God's help in order for our work.
我们现在看二章的第十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 13.
十三节。
13, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure.
立志行事都是神在我们的心里动工运行。
And so in all things, it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure.
要成就他的美意。
And to do His good pleasure.
因为主耶稣的心就是要众人都能够听到这个原始全备的福音。
Because the will of Jesus Christ is so that all mankind will hear this gospel.
那我们今天如果教会能够真正的在这个福音的事情上能够合一，有同样的心智以后。
So today in church, if we're able to have the same mindset,
我们必然能够一同得到恩典。
Not only will we all receive blessing.
所以第一章的第七节这样说。
Like in chapter 1 verse 7 it says, 7, just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace.
这里说你看不管我是在自由的时候还是被捆锁的时候、哦、他说你们都是跟我一同得恩典啊。
And so it's whether he is in his chains or in defense, then you are all partakers with me of grace.
我们今天借着福音，我们很多人都领受各种不同的祝福。
And because of preaching the gospel, we've all received different blessings.
我们这个福气哈，这个神赐给我们的福气，我们圣经说，让我们的福杯满溢啊，福杯满出来，就是我们旁边的人真的会一起得到恩典呢。
And so this grace that we receive will fill our cup so that the people will overflow from our cup so that the people around us will be able to partake of it as well.
我们一起做工就是得到工作的果效。
And to do work together is to receive the fruit together as well.
你看二章的第十七节。
If we look at chapter 2, verse 17.
十七节。
17. Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all.
十八节。
18. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me.
保罗 他特别提到说，他说我即使被浇奠上去的，印证你们是祭物，他说我是那个像奠酒一样被浇上去牺牲生命，他说哇他也很喜乐。
Paul says that even if I'm being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of our faith, he is still rejoicing with the members.
他说你们也要照样来喜乐，跟我一同喜乐。
For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me.
所以最后众人都一同喜乐了。
And so that everyone will rejoice.
哦，所以我们今天啊，如果能够真的在主里面同心合意。
So today, if we are all able to have unity in Jesus Christ,
一起为福音来齐心努力。
And to all work in preaching the gospel.
我们最后真的都一同得恩典。
Then we will all receive blessings.
一同喜乐。
All have joy.
我们每一个人真的都感受到在主里真好。
And we will all experience how good it is to be in Christ.
我们就会更尽心竭力的去宣扬福音。
Then we'll be spend even more effort in preaching the gospel.
那我们就看到教会就成长起来了。
And we'll see that our church will grow.
每一个人在主里面都会很满足。
And that everyone will receive satisfaction in God.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们都能够真的在他里面合一。
So that may God continue to guide us so that we can all be unified.
一起来享受在主里的恩典。
So that we can all partake of the blessing that is in Jesus Christ.
我们再来唱诗126首。
Let's sing hymn 126.
The chosen ones of God by grace, the ones He calls His own. We come to Him with humble hearts, to Him we all belong. Spiritual rain, O fall, spiritual wind, O blow. Nurture the garden of God and let His praises grow. But no one faith can by this breath, we see this kingdom come. In truth we live, His love we share, our hearts are joined as one. Spiritual rain, O fall, spiritual wind, O blow, nurture the garden of God, and make His praises grow. Love one another by His word, as loved by the only Son. Spiritual realm, O fall, spiritual wind, O blow, nurture the garden of God, and make His praises grow. We still want never apart, beyond our time and space. Spiritual rain, O fall, spiritual wind, O blow, nurture the garden, O